It truly has been a year of living dangerously for online retail. The COVID-19 pandemic and subsequent government lockdowns across the globe drove astronomical growth in the industry, while simultaneously, Brexit brought challenges to customs, fulfillment and logistics, and more recently, labor shortages. The grounding of a ship in the Suez Canal, combined with the international impact of COVID-19, has driven global supply chains to the point of collapse. If the measure of both resilience and intelligence is the ability to adapt to change, then e-commerce must be one of the smartest, toughest industries around. As speculation continues to mount on the impact of e-commerce on this year's Christmas shopping, the industry looks ahead to the new year with one burning question: what next? I'm Gareth Martin, and this is How to Be an E-Commerceer. Hello and welcome to a special bonus episode of the E-Commerceer podcast, brought to you by TradeBridge. I'm joined in the studio today by Stephanie Frakoviak.
Hello, I am Stephanie Frakoviak. I am the Managing Director for the TradeBridge France business.
The e-commerce news cycle is alive with stories of Chinese conglomerates buying up independent e-commerceers. Also featuring in the news are stories of e-commerce marketplaces buying up failing department stores, all set against a backdrop of an e-commerce gold rush this Christmas. I was keen to get an insight from Stephanie as to what it all meant for the independent e-commerceer, and whether or not amongst all this speculation and turmoil would drive independent e-commerceers to rush to the security of an international marketplace.
So I think that we're at a stage in terms of the evolution of e-commerce, which makes those decisions more complex. Because in the early days of e-commerce and these big marketplaces, there was a lot of money thrown at the topic to get market share. So, you know, these big organizations were buying out all these small independents to buy market share, making a loss, selling stuff cheap, and then slowly putting prices up to then make a profit. I don't think for an independent there's any security in joining a marketplace. Like, if you join a marketplace, yes, you get access to a much broader range of customers, but there's all sorts of anecdotal stories about businesses who were selling through Amazon and then got their account frozen and they didn't get their sales because there was some kind of complaint about a return that hadn't come or a reduction in ratings. And I don't want to bash Amazon, because the marketplaces, what they're trying to do is get quality suppliers, quality merchants who can deliver to customers in a certain time. So I don't think it's a security. If you're really good at what you do, but what you're struggling with is getting customers, you're just not getting the traffic, foot traffic, then it kind of makes sense to join a marketplace and get that foot traffic up. And, you know, there's a lot of benefits there, absolutely huge benefits. It doesn't make you more secure. It just gives you a broader audience for what you do. But if what you do is rubbish, you know, then joining a marketplace isn't going to help, you know, not really going to help. You know, you're going to be spending money on sort of marketplace fees. But if ultimately you're not able to fulfill demand or expectations, then, you know, I'm sorry, but that's you're not going to grow.
So if regardless of independent platform or international marketplace, if success and security for the e-commerceer lies simply in stocking good products and keeping customers happy, I asked Stephanie for her insight into what trends were going to drive the industry in 2022. How can the e-commerceer stay ahead of the game?
I think the big topic in e-commerce, two parts to it. One is how to get better at predicting what customers want to buy and when. Because from that drives everything else. From that drives what do you buy, when do you buy, what do you invest in. So how can we get better at predicting where the demand is, to the point, you know, to the level of, you know, across age ranges, across different cities in a country, all of that kind of stuff. And that is the skill, actually, that you see applied to high fashion, luxury fashion boutiques. The reason people go to a bespoke boutique, you know, in a physical store is because that they know the collection is curated, and that everything that I might like, I'm always going to find it in that, you know, I will go to the boutique because I know they'll have done a job curating, finding the stuff which fits sort of my needs or my desires. That is all about curation. And marketplaces do this. So you've got specialist marketplaces who do curation, who will curate the merchants they work with so that it fits within a certain ideology of the kind of customers that they want to get into their store. So that's step one. It's how do I get better at predicting what's going to sell well, what customers are going to want, what do they want that they don't know they want, what other elements are there in terms of stock. The other half of that is, now that I know the answer, how am I going to execute on that? It is about operations. So it's about management of your supply chain, management of your fulfillment services, and it's about money. How can I free up cash so that I can invest in these kinds of things to really grow my business? And so the second half of the equation for e-commerce is knowing what's the best thing I can do for my business. How do I get access to the funds that I need to really capitalize on that and really grow my business so that I can take it to the next level?
For more information on how to seize the moment to grow your e-commerce business in 2022, visit www.woodsfordtradebridge.com/e-commerce funding. To connect with us on Instagram, you'll find us at eCommerceEar. You can download the eCommerceEar podcast at Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts from. Our special thanks once again to Stephanie Frakoviak and the team at Tradebridge. I'm Gareth Martin. Thank you for listening.